ABC Radio Australia.
While a devastating volcanic eruption nearly 2 weeks ago has displaced more than 4,000 people in Bougainville, officials say Mount Bagana erupted on the morning of Friday, July the 7th, forcing over 4,000 people to flee their homes, destroyed crops and watered supplies. For the latest on this, I'm joined now by Timothy Masiu, PNG's ICT Minister and the member for South Bougainville. Good morning, Minister. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. Good morning. And thank you. I'm doing very well this morning.
Really appreciate your time this morning. I would like to just sort of know, when were you actually first alerted to the eruption?
About 2 days after the eruption, it came to me just as a report that some activity was taking place at the Mount Bagana volcano. So I asked especially the officers, based in that district of Torokina, to be on standby to update me on any changes that was taking place after the first initial eruption.
Yeah, Minister, we've heard that, plenty of reports have come out about water supplies, crops being devastated. Do you know the extent of the damage so far?
Yes. I think the extent of the damage is quite devastating, and I'm really concerned because the water sources have all been contaminated from the ashfall, and not only the ashfall that I'm worried about, but also the pyroclastic flow and the lava flow. We have also mud flow. We have rock falls and all these things that are associated with a volcano eruption and so it's a real worry for me as the local member for South Bougainville.
Minister, I want to ask because, most people would probably be wanting to know, was there any warning, though, that this eruption was going to occur?
Unfortunately, we don't have any equipment from the people from the observatory, the Volcanological Observatory in Rabaul. We actually have been talking to them to set up a monitoring station on the volcano, especially in that particular area. But this kind of fell through because we have not progressed that. So it is something that is on my area of responsibility, and I have to start working on that very quickly to have a monitoring station up. Would like to build a tower where the signal from the telco operators can be received in that area, so there can be communication or quick communication can take place. To answer that question, no, we did not have any warning. The people have been living without the presence of warning equipments and all that for a very, very long time. So the people knew that it was actually erupting, and most of the people had to come out of their villages by themselves to get to the safer grounds.
Mm. Is there actually any proper support, though, in place, for the thousands of people who have actually been displaced?
Yes, we have received reports now on the total number of people who are being evacuated from their villages. The evacuations have been done through the local people, encouraging people in the villages to walk away from their villages. It's like 10 villages are really at the base of the volcano are the ones who are really affected. The people from these villages have been asked to walk away, to move to safer areas, and that's been done so far. Initially, I received the number to be 4,000 over, but now I'm thinking that it will be going up to 8,000. I might also add here that not only the people in the Torokina area are affected right now, but we also have people on the border of Central Bougainville and South Bougainville and North Bougainville who are affected, and we have people moving into the Wakunai district area, which is in central Bougainville. And of course, according to local sources, there are people who will be moved towards North Bougainville to the Kunwa station. So a lot of movement will be taking place, and maybe they have started already. But I have a chopper flying into Torokina and to pick up some monitoring equipment right now as I speak.
Minister, I want to ask, because when you look at the landscape, having to relocate that many people to other areas of Bougainville, does that obviously add pressure to the other villages having to take in that many people?
Yeah, what we're doing is we're bringing them to the government stations. That's where the government presence is. And of course, that's where it's easy for us to feed them, especially if we are going to bring in any relief supplies like water and food stuff, and of course medicine, medical supplies and all that. So the people have taken the initiative to walk away from the affected areas themselves, and that's a good thing with our people, because they are alert to the dangers of a volcano, and so they are moving out by themselves. So they need any transportation and all that. We have all also discussed all that, and at this juncture, I might also say that I'm very thankful to the regional member, who is the Minister for Police, Internal Security Minister, Honorable Peter Chamadili, and of course, Honorable Simon Dumarinu, the member for Central Bougainville, who have been very, very helpful. We, the three of us, have been working very closely on this this matter since it started, and so we are liaising with the local disaster committee on the ground, and of course the ABG disaster coordinating committee also. So yes, we are monitoring every situation, and we know that whatever happens, we will be there. And the most important thing is that we have an officer from the Rabaul Volcanological Observatory, who is the assistant director, Mr. Ima Itikarai, by himself. He landed in Torokina yesterday. We had to lift him on a chopper from Rabaul all the way to Torokina to install the seismic equipments to monitor the seismic activity of the volcano. So by today or tomorrow, we should know what stage the volcano is in, especially the eruptions of it.
Just want to check, though, with more than 4,000, and you've also reported it may go up to 8,000 being displaced, has there been any reports of any injuries or any deaths?
No, at the moment there's no injuries or no deaths. We have reports of food gardens being destroyed, the water being contaminated, and so forth, but no injuries or no deaths so far.
Just want to check, though, also, Minister, how's the government reacting to this? Are they going to provide any funding to support a rebuild of these communities?
Yes, we have two governments who are working in collaboration on to addressing this issue. That's the ABG, Bougainville Autonomous Government, and of course the National Government of Papua New Guinea. The President, Honorable Ismail Torama, has written to the Prime Minister to request assistance from the Papua New Guinea Defence Force to send a helicopter or a barge or ship to be on standby to evacuate people, you know, especially those ones who are close to the volcano towards the seaside. And of course, build up tents and all that for the people. So the government is on standby. Like I said, we are monitoring the situation very closely, and if there needs be, we will be taking a submission to NEC to seek government funding to resettle our people, or of course to evacuate our people, whatever comes first. But at the moment, like I said, there's no real threats of a major eruption. That's from my conversation with the officer from the Rabaul Volcanological Observatory, the assistant director there. And of course, by today, when he the checks on his machine or the equipment that he installed yesterday, we will know the latest alert stage of the volcano. So we're just taking things as it goes by, but obviously we are monitoring the situation very, very closely right now.
I do want to ask, though, Minister, is there a message that you're wanting to sort of say to your people of Bougainville?
Yes, I think people of especially Torokina itself and nearby districts like Wakunai District and, of course, Kunua District, who are in central and north Bougainville electorates, they are already aware of the behavior of the volcano. The Mount Bagana volcano is one of the, I think it's four or five live volcanoes we have on the island of Bougainville. And one thing about this volcano is that the SO2 spews out of this volcano through it's quite high because the volcano is quite, the height of it is very high, so that's the sulfur dioxide gas or SO2. That is a dangerous substance, and the good thing is that because the volcano is so high, that gas escapes into the air up at that level. But our people must be very, very careful. I think the people of the 10 villages who are at the base of the volcano must be very careful as it erupts, and of course. It might, so long as the monitoring equipment is monitoring some movement, and of course the magma movement inside, and of course if there's a low eruption and all this. My only worry as a leader is the pyroclastic flow that is different from the lava flow. Pyroclastic flow is more dangerous because it's very, very hot and it can burn, trees or the vegetation. Of course, it can burn villages or it can burn people if it falls on the people. So people within those villages must evacuate quickly. They must leave, and their relatives going up to them when they see that they are not coming out, they are going to them and telling them to move out. And that's basically what has been going on in the last few days. So I think people are prepared for to move away, and we are monitoring and we are closely watching. The other thing is that the South Bougainville has been hit, the whole of Bougainville, we have a heavy rains right now, and this is climate change, and I think the climate change is real, and it's something that is really affecting us right now.
I just want to thank you again, Minister Masiu, for your time this morning. Look, our thoughts and our prayers go out to those of Torokina and Bougainville.
Thank you for having me on the program this morning. Thank you.
Thank you. That, of course, is Timothy Masiu, PNG's ICT Minister and the member for South Bougainville.